Ken Huckabee is manager of the Lansing Lugnuts. He got to see Marcus Stroman last night. He's a longtime catcher, probably the perfect guy to talk to about how Marcus Stroman looked. So without any further delay, we bring in Ken Huckabee. Hello, Ken.
How you doing?
Doing well. All right. What did you see out of Marcus Stroman last night?
I saw him come out. He competed really well and had good velocity on his ball. Fastball had a good life to it. Threw a lot of sliders. They looked really good, and he looked good to me.
How about now with the knee injury, what are you looking for in particular?
Looking for when he lands, how he comes off the mound, and fortunately we finally got one play that he ended the game on where it was a 3-1 PFP, and he got over there pretty well and covered first.
Ken, did he have a conversation with you saying that he feels good, he's ready to go, and doing it with a big, huge smile like he always does?
Well, he had a big, huge smile on his face, and I just asked him how it felt. He said it felt great, and above that, it's way above my pay grade, so I just let him talk to people he needed to talk to.
Hey, Ken, as somebody who caught for a long time, and Kevin and I were talking about this before the break, we all know that the life of a backup catcher, the life of a guy who is caught in the minors, a lot of the times it's, especially in spring training, you're catching a bunch of guys, you got to be available to do stuff. A lot of times you're catching rehab guys. What do you look for? You know, when you're, because it seems to me that in a lot of ways, the catcher is almost, I'm not going to say the first set of eyes, because obviously there'll be pitching coaches there, there'll be the managers there, there may even be team physicians there and trainers, but you're the catcher, you're watching the ball come into the glove, you're looking out at the guy. What do you pay attention to? What do most catchers pay attention to when they're watching a guy rehab?
When I'm watching a guy rehab, when I would catch a guy that was rehabbing in AAA or wherever I was, the biggest thing, especially for what we're looking for the guy to do, is his command.
Mm-hmm.
Is he throwing with confidence? Is he throwing around the plate? Is he putting stuff where he wants it, or is he throwing it hoping? And from what I saw last night, Marcus was throwing with confidence with all his pitches, because if the command's not there, you can get away at this level with his kind of stuff and poor command. You can get away with that stuff here, but you're not going to get away with that stuff up there.
Ken, was there any advice you gave Marcus Stroman yesterday? I know he's a young guy and he's been ready to pitch basically since July, but was there any advice you said to Marcus last night before he left?
No, I just told him good luck and go up there and do what he does. He's going to be pitching in a situation, playing in a situation that I unfortunately was never able to do. So there's really no experience I can give him to prepare him for what he's getting ready to step into.
Ken, did he approach the game in terms of his repertoire of pitches? Did he use them the way he would normally use them, or was there a plan, you know, concentrate on using the fastball more, just work the slider in, or I don't know, maybe the fastball was so good, use the slider more often? How did you approach what he was actually going to throw?
He looked like he threw more sliders than I anticipated him throwing from seeing him throw in the past. Because from watching him in the past, he was more of a surgeon with his fastball, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word. And he could just put that thing where he wanted to, and then he has that good slider. And he threw a lot of sliders behind in the count last night, which for me is a good thing. And then worked his fastball off that and just dominated the hitters.
Did the other players on the team, I mean, I've got to think having a guy like Marcus around at the end of the year, even just for a day or however short the time period was, for the other guys in that team, it had to be kind of a little lift, wasn't it?
It was. It brought a different energy to the game for the time that he was there. It was even though we didn't have a lot of people in the stands, there was an energy in the dugout when he was pitching. Everybody was watching, and hopefully they were taking notes, and they were into what was going on.
Ken, let me ask you, you've been around a lot of pitchers, obviously, that's had knee issues, that's had to wear the knee brace. Is there, you know, I played, I never had to do that. I'm sure it's an issue, you know, basically just worrying about how it's on, how good it's fitting. Did you see any of that from Marcus yesterday? Was he worried about that knee brace, or is that even an issue?
He didn't make it look like it was an issue at all. You wouldn't even know it was on if you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't act like it. I had to play my last five careers with one of those big things on, and it's almost after a while you forget it's there. So hopefully he can get to that point this year.
Most important thing, did he take care of the guys after the game in terms of the spread?
He gave us a good spread last night. I made sure of that.
Awesome.
Being the AAA guy, the first thing you ask him is, hey, what are we going to eat?
And he took care of everybody.
He took care of everybody. He's a good guy.